Mark wandered through the halls. People sat on the floor reading or talking. Mark was aware that they spoke in louder voices than they normally would. It was like the library had been transformed into some kind of waiting place, Mark thought, like an airport lobby or bus station. Suddenly, a little girl darted around a corner, almost tripping Mark. He saw a woman rushing down the hall, carrying a crying little boy. Mark grabbed the girl's hand. "Hey, where are you going?" he asked. She burst into tears, crying loudly. People turned and stared, looking annoyed. The woman caught up to Mark and said, "I'm sorry. They're tired and want to go home. Sophie, come here." Mark took paper out of his backpack and said to the girl, "Do you like to draw?" That made her cry harder. "She won't draw without her crayons," the mother said wearily. "How about this?" Mark took out a pen. It had red, green, black, and blue ink. Mark began to draw, showing the girl how to change ink colors by pressing buttons. The little girl stopped crying. Mark gave her the pen, and she began to draw. "Oh my goodness, look," the woman said. "That worked. Thank you so much." "It's nothing," Mark said. "Here," he said to the little boy. "Watch this." Mark took out another piece of paper and quickly folded it into a bird. He held it up and pretended to fly it around the boy's head. The boy laughed. Then Mark made an airplane, showing the boy how to do it. Soon, both kids were quiet. People in the hallway went back to their conversations. Mark smiled triumphantly. "Super Mark to the rescue," he thought.